Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has been out and about today, and I went all the way to Sloane Square, the King's Road. But on my way already, cycling down Queenstown Road, I had a whiff of coffee, of roasting coffee. But I didn't have time to get off, but I thought I'll take the same journey back and just see, maybe I can discover a roastery. But I couldn't really, but I stopped at a pub, and there I met a friend, Ian, from the Lido pool, funnily enough, where I swim every morning in Tooting. And he said, I don't think there's a roastery on here, but there's an amazing coffee shop just by Queenstown train station. Paid him a visit, and maybe they're roasting as well. He didn't really know. So in I am here. I've come in to a lovely, beautiful coffee shop tucked away within the Queenstown railway station. And I'm here with Mags, and Mags is the owner of this beautiful little cafe shop. And I can see just by all the paraphernalia that's around it that she's well into coffee. It's her and her husband who've got the shop now. Mags, how long have you had this shop?
Two years, 4 months. But okay. We've been here since February 2006 with a little Piaget Appe with an old lever machine in
okay.
the back.
All right, so you're bitten by the coffee bug, and that's
yes.
how you kind of started?
Yeah. Okay. One thing led to another.
Okay.
And the shop came, and we still got the van, and that goes out occasionally.
So where do you park your van then to get some trade?
Different events.
Okay.
A lot of environmental sort of green events, Carl Shorten, Camden Green Fair, Mid-Century Furniture Fair, all sorts.
Lovely. Okay, there's a customer coming, so I think you better kind of deal with the customer. I'm going to say a little bit more about this beautiful coffee shop, because they're serving Union Coffee, and it's artisan roasted. Everybody knows about Union Coffee. And I think they've got their own blend, which I'd like to ask Mags about in a minute. But they also well into their filter coffees, and there's has been coffee here. There's all the paraphernalia that you can imagine. You've even got that amazing Hario scale stroke timer, which I was lucky enough to get for my birthday and played with yesterday. Apparently they do classes here as well. So if you're ever in, Queenstown Road, Battersea, on the way to Chelsea, to Sloane Square, then I think you should definitely stop by and pay them a visit. I mean, they also do artisan bakeries and loads of little things. I think I can see an urn for some soup here. But really, you can tell that they are well into their coffees. You've even got a... A siphon they've got here. They've got loads of brewing equipment. You can buy coffee here. But really, it is just really lovely. And I'm going to come behind here, behind the machine. They've got an Astoria machine here. So I'd like to know a little bit about that machine. Now, a happy customer is leaving the shop. Tell me a little bit about that machine. Why are you using an Astoria?
Well, we started with a lever Astoria that we were really pleased with, and it's brilliant for espresso, but it struggles being a one-boiler machine. It struggles when you're doing cappuccinos, lattes, and you're doing them at pace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the Plus for You came out, which has a number of boilers, which means temperature control is a lot easier. You can have the groups set at two different temperatures.
So dedicated group boilers. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a nice looking machine.
Yes, it's not bad. It's been out now for a number of years, four or five years.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always looking out for something new, that now you have the sort of paddle.
Mm-hmm, that's right, the Lamazoco ones. Yeah, more control even. But listen, I think what I need to do is have one of your coffees. Tell me quickly the blend itself. Is it being blended for you specifically?
No. It's a blend of Ethiopian, Peruvian and Mexican.
Okay.
And we started with it because we had the lever machine. We were just out in the ticket hall area. So we only had the one grinder.
Mm-hmm.
So the blend had to be good on its own as an espresso, but mm-hmm. also blend well with milk
and the
coffee to come through.
Right.
And we found we really liked, had great feedback, and we tried different ones, but our customers always...
So you give the customer what they want. That's a good start, Max. Okay, I think you're going to pull me a shot, and then we're going to report on that. So stay tuned, because I'm going to get a shot pulled by Max on an Astoria.